Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Michaela Bigouet and Scott Carr about the upcoming Your Life Matters 5K.
We're talking about the Your Life Matters 5K coming up here in August, but it's time to start promoting the event right now. First of all, as we get started here, if you could just kind of share the history of this organization, how it got started and the mission of Your Life Matters.
Well, a few years ago, we definitely noticed that our community was becoming increasingly impacted by suicide, particularly amongst our young people. And Scott Carr and I worked together at the courthouse, and he had come to me and said, "Hey, I have an idea. My family and I would like to put together a 5K. We would like to raise funds to be able to try and reach kids, support mental health, suicide prevention, and awareness. Would you be interested?" So I absolutely jumped onto the committee along with several others who have worked very hard to pull this off every year. And that's our goal, is to bring prevention and awareness to our community.
Well, in the 5K here, so this is basically your biggest fundraiser of the whole year, right?
Correct, yes. This is our main fundraiser, although we will take donations throughout the year. You don't have to wait for the 5K to roll around.
All right, well, moving on here, let's talk about the run itself. Still a few months away here, but obviously it's good to get in people's ears at this point right now. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening on August 28th and how people can get involved in this.
So this year the run is Saturday, August 28th at the high school again. Same route, going down some few streets, to going through the cemetery and back to the high school. To register, it opened today on getmeregistered.com. You can go to that and search Your Life Matters 5K in Knoxville. You can go to our Facebook page. You can get to it by there. If you don't want to do the registration online, on our Facebook page, they're also posted the mail-in flyer. That you could print off, make your check out to Your Life Matters, mail it to the address on there. Those are the two ways to get registered. We got posters around town promoting it and stuff like that. So.
And this is a run/walk, right? It's not something where you have to be an athlete to take part in, right?
Nope, no, not at all. We have this year, or in the past years, age groups for the top three, male and female, for an age groups, how they finish, get a medal. To get more of the younger kids involved this year, we've added new age groups, 6 to 8, 9 to 10, 11 to 12, 13 to 14, and 15 to 18, and then the regular ones from previous years. That way I hope we can get more younger kids involved and get them a medal if they finish well.
I guess, why do you think this is, you know, to just talk about the importance of this, you know, why the organization continues to put this on? I know it's only the third one, but I mean, obviously still going to be pretty important to you, right?
Basically, life's hard. We all have our own struggles, and dealing with them in different ways. But one of the ways is not to end your life. You know, out there, you may be struggling out there, but everyone needs to know that your life matters, and that's there's someone out there that cares for you. There's someone out there that wants you to stay around. Does it get better? Yeah, but it may take some time. But, you know, just always remember that your life matters, basically.
Tell me what happens if people donate, what is it, $500?
Yes, if you donate at least $500, you're able to get your name or your organization's name on the back of the shirt. We do need that by July 23rd in order to make the shirt.
Before we wrap up, if we could just talk again about, you know, what this money is going to go towards and what Your Life Matters is, you know, going to do here throughout the year. I understand a lot of it is geared toward youth, right?
Right. We are always looking for new projects, new ways that we can reach young people, whether that's through Little League. We've sponsored some funds there, whether that's curriculum in the schools, whether that's through scholarships, whether that's through programs that local mental health professionals reach out to us and ask us to sponsor. We are open to anything and everything, and we work with the Marion County Coalition for Suicide Prevention as well to help bring those projects into our schools, speakers, etc. You know, we're always looking for something new. So if you have ideas, please reach out to any of us. Feel free to use that Facebook page. We check it regularly.
Anything else we need to talk about here today before we wrap this one up?
We have a lot of people reach out to us to volunteer every year. We truly appreciate that because it does take an army to pull this off every year. So if you're interested in volunteering, this is a great opportunity for your youth organization to volunteer. The hours do count towards the Silver Cord with the high school. Again, reach out to us on that Facebook page. We compile a list of volunteers and we'll help find you a place that day.
Thanks to Michaela Biguet and Scott Carr for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.